It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Stowaway cat takes an 800-mile journey under the hood of a moving van.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
We start out the news with an apology to producer Steve.
Oh, no.
Was, you know, when we were talking about Wilford Brimley, and he kept saying, no, he was something important. He was something else. And we were like, well, he's just an actor. And we were wrong. Our major apologies to you, Steve. He was the Postmaster General.
That's what it was.
Which is very important. That's a position for the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Postmaster General on Seinfeld. Not real life.
Oh.
Oh. Shout out to our friend Barrett who pointed that out in a text. Thank you, B. Appreciate that. Good to hear
it
from you.
It is hilarious that you, in your mind, then said he's something important. Yeah, he was. He played the Postmaster General on an episode of Seinfeld.
No. Just one?
Well, you know your show.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Was Andy. He also in real life, the Postmaster General?
No, he was not.
Okay.
We can confirm that for sure, huh?
He was Seinfeld. No, he was on the show for a while, I think, as the Postmaster General. Yeah. Henry Atkins.
There you have it.
Wait, I feel like this is some sort of trivia question where he actually was the Postmaster General.
Let's see what you started.
I think he might have been. Started.
You think he might have been?
Like, for real, for real.
You know how you could find out?
Google's an amazing tool. The actor's father was a postmaster,
His
says.
Father was?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the trivia. Okay.
Maybe that's it.
Are you still going to apologize?
No.
Well, I mean, it's too late. You already kind of did, so.
I mean, I apologized. And then I kind of threw it back in your face.
You kind of did, yeah.
Like, yeah, right. That was on a TV show that he was something important. No, he was also the spokesman for Quaker Oats as Jay played that commercial.
Yes.
And that was pretty, that was good stuff.
It was, yeah.
I mean, all very important things. Would you not agree with that?
It makes me want to eat oatmeal. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. He seems like a very believable spokesperson. He's just a very, you know, it's one of those. When I was a kid... I mean, you just his voice alone, you know?
I think that's what I knew him from.
A nickel, I thought I was rich. Mm-hmm. Didn't turn up my nose at pennies either. Today, some folks won't even bend to pick them up.
Eats a bite of oatmeal.
I'm trying to think of the
well,
movies.
Well, here's a bowl of steaming Quaker oatmeal. And I can't think of a healthier way to start the day. Cost you one nickel and 4 pennies.
That's 9 cents to you, Steve.
I think the only movies I know him from are... Cocoon?
Yep. That's
Magic
right.
Mike?
He was in Magic Mike?
As the Postmaster General.
He just stopped.
I think maybe you watched a different version of Magic
don't
Mike.
Don't know if that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that might have been a different
one. He was in
one.
The Natural, Kevin. He was in
The Natural, yeah.
The I think Firm with Tom Cruise, who's probably on the Mount Rushmore of action figures. He was in Yellowstone, one episode.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
Did he get killed in there? I bet he did.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he was just one
Seemed
of the
like
legends.
Everybody did.
If I remember right, he was one of the legends. You know, though.
Oh, at the from the 666 Ranch.
Yes. Well, I think you have one more six in there. I think
6666 Ranch. 4 sixes.
Yes, I think that's correct.
That's how they say it.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on. That's your Wilford Brimley update for this
R.I.P.
Wednesday, April 24th, 2024.
Palindrome Day, 4/24/24.
That's right. Now news.
Wait, let me give you this then.
Story number two.
Did you know April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month?
You're just telling us now? What were you too distracted for the last 24 days to let us know?
That's why I find this to be humorous. We're just now hearing about it.
Huh.
Top things that happen that cause us to have distracted driving and distracted driving accidents.
Whoa.
What do you think they are? Let's hear. How many of them can you get? We've got the top 10 things on the board.
Top 10. I mean, obviously,
how are
phone.
You distracted? Phone's number two.
Kids.
I was gonna say that,
Kids, where are kids at? Kids are... They're going to be down at number 6.
Eating.
Ooh, good call. Good call.
Eating, number 7, Jay. Eating and drinking.
And drinking together. Daydreaming?
Hold on. Let's see if Steve has any guesses.
Okay, sorry. I'm just monopolizing the guessing at this point.
Yeah, you kind of are. Yeah.
You're doing so well.
Well, Steve's only driven like 40,000 miles in 15 years.
I know. I'm just curious if he has any idea.
50,000, thank you.
Sorry.
The only thing that I can think of is like seeing something on the side of the road, like an accident or something.
Oh, you mean number 3, looking at something outside of your vehicle.
Oh, okay. Very good,
whether
Steve.
It be a person on the side of the road, whether it be an accident, a hilarious billboard.
Okay, I get
that's
it.
That's all one? Wow.
Well, that's just anything outside your
number
vehicle.
Number 4, okay, abusing substances.
Oh, jeez.
Number 5, lack of sleep.
Okay, yeah.
Number 6, reaching for objects.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got the kids, and we've got eating and drinking. Then we've got adjusting onboard systems, dealing with pets, or moving objects in the vehicle.
Right.
Like, oh, man, my Stanley Cup is rolling around, and I'm going to stop it. You reach down to get it. Boom, you're in an accident.
My son did the other day where he was driving, and I was passengering, which is terrible, and he dropped the lid. I think he had like one of those iced teas or something and dropped the lid. So now it's just an open bottle. And you immediately want to like go, oh, man. And, you know, it's usually in a spot where you can't even see it and everything. And to his credit, he's like, well, I guess that's going to be open until we stop.
Yeah, good boy.
Yeah, no, it was great. Yeah.
They do say the number one thing, though, more than a cell phone, is daydreaming.
Yeah, I could see it, but not more than a phone. But I could see daydreaming.
Yeah, I can't either.
I could see it being on the list, but not more than a phone.
I don't even know what that means. That just means not paying attention.
It just means checking out, yeah.
Were you just on autopilot?
Yeah.
Like,
I think everybody's probably done it at some point in their life where they've been driving and they're like, oh, wow, I'm here already?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely had that where
you seem to miss a section of
road. Think about it like the next day and you go, I have no idea how I got home.
Yeah.
And I mean, just from either being tired, daydreaming, whatever it is, where you just go.
I mean, people have missed exits for that exact reason.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot.
They were just like, oh, did I already pass?
I had the worst thing for a while after 3 years of driving to Coeur d'Alene all the time. It was every time I got on the freeway, like if I was going to the Valley or if I was even just going to, you know, the Sprague exit, I would pass it every time. Because I was just an autopilot going to
somewhere else. Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, oh, yeah, I'm just so used to only going to Coeur d'Alene when I get on the freeway going east that it took a while to break that habit.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This is a heck of a story from Jason.
Okay.
He just says, you got to say you're not interested. You need to be an adult. I had a girl give me a fake number once.
Kevin James.
It was to Pizza Hut. So I ordered a pizza. I guess it all worked out.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show in about 15 minutes here. Your chance to win some Dutch Bros. Got to do a final story, though.
Well, I will tell you that I want you guys to try to guess why I chose this as the final story today.
Okay.
Ooh. If you hear something and you go, oh, I think that's why you did it. Let's see if we can figure out why this got to be today's final story. In Philadelphia on Thursday, a truck driver woke up to find a group of men stealing 100 cases of snow crabs, which were worth about $30,000 from the back of his truck. So the guy's sound asleep in his truck.
Mm-hmm.
He feels the truck shaking.
Right.
And he then discovered that there were about 12 men taking the crabs and loading them into 4 different SUVs.
What an operation.
Yeah, that seems like that had been planned out a while.
When he confronted the thieves, they attacked him, punching and kicking him.
Oh, jeez.
They also stole his cell phone before leaving so that he could not call authorities.
Right.
The thieves were wearing face masks and dark clothes. The Philadelphia Police Department stated that the stolen crab indeed was valued at least $30,000. That was according to Philadelphia Police Captain Jack Ryan.
Wait, what am I not getting?
Just humor.
Okay.
Jack Ryan?
Philadelphia Police Department Captain Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, Steve? Jack Ryan? Anything?
Jack Ryan. Like, just Google it real quick. Just Google Jack Ryan. There's probably other people who don't know Jack Ryan.
They might
Ryan
not.
Either.
Yeah, they might not.
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan?
Right.
Mm-hmm. TV show.
Great series.
I always get him confused. Is that Alan Richardson?
Did he take over? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Who is Jack Ryan now?
John Krasinski?
It was John. Okay, it's the John Krasinski. That's
four seasons of that.
I get him confused. Jack Reacher and Jack Ryan.
That's right.
I get my Jacks confused.
You don't know Jack, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, this might. I don't know if this is current or.
Four seasons. Oh, yeah, no, it's. Okay. It's.
I mean, it's over now, but I mean, it ran four seasons.
It's over?
I think it ended last year, I want to say, was the last one.
Oh, they're not doing another one?
I don't know if they're going to do a fifth season, Kevin. I'm not sure on that. But
oh, my gosh.
It's a great series.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
It was one of my son's favorite shows.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Action-packed thriller.
Yeah, put him on Mount Rushmore. John Krasinski.
Never a movie, though, right? Okay. With Jack Ryan?
I don't know that that's true.
Hmm.
I think Wilford Brimley was in it. No. No. Is that wrong?
Jay, I'm going to read right now. Is there a season 5?
Yeah, please do. Thank you, Kevin.
Hairball, sorry.
I guess. I believe it might have been a movie, Kevin.
Season
Chris
5
Pine.
Trailer
oh,
for
nice.
2024 is coming up.
Yes.
Jack Ryan. More Jack Ryan
That's
on the way.
That's great news. With Krasinski still?
Yes.
That is fantastic news.
So was the reason you brought up the story, though, snow crabs?
I do love some crabs. I think that these guys should be pretty easy to find, right? If you've got a truckload
the pincers
full of crab, someone's gonna smell that.
I'm just well for sure. I'm just mad that you didn't go. They also stole the driver's shell phone.
Shell phone. Darn it.
You want to just redo it?
Yeah, it's not too
I
late.
Missed it.
Yeah. Story number two.
Spinal story number
oh,
two.
Sorry. Wrong segment.
The bad guys say that they kicked and punched him, and they also stole his shell phone.
I get it.
The driver of the semi.
Oh.
Said he felt very crabby after waking up from his nap.
I imagine, yeah.
Captain
Did
Jack Ryan
to...
said...
Captain Jack Ryan.
I'm,
so great.
I'm not the guy on TV.
Right.
That's I wonder, an awesome the... name to be a cat. Is it a great name or is
no,
it just an unfortunate
name? No, it's a great name.
Okay.
Especially for that job.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know. Sometimes I like the double first names. Other times it makes me a little nervous.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's what people are going to first think of when your name is Jack Ryan.
Right.
That's what I thought of.
Uh-huh. There's your mistake.
That was your first thing was, he's got a double name.
Like Kevin James?
Yeah.
Don't really like it.
Is Kevin such a last name?
No, we said two first names.
Two first names. That's true. I guess Kevin James is two first names.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, before you judge my statements... Listen to what I said.
You know what the driver's, let's see. He couldn't even call his wife because his phone was stolen. And his wife's name is Michelle. Like, it's just a shell joke, guys.
Oh, no. See, I didn't get that one.
That's pretty deep.
Now I feel like Steve. What a bad feeling.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin, how excited are you right now?
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Kevin James.
Dude, that did not seem like that.
No, I am really excited. I don't know what for, but I'm excited, Jay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show time. Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Very good. Time for some Beat the Show brought to you by Dutch Bros. What's on the agenda for today, Bill? Anything exciting?
Nope. Just at work, dropping off some equipment.
Yeah. What kind of equipment did you drop off?
A diesel air compressor.
That would have been my guess.
Oh, a diesel air compressor.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen one of those.
No, they're the machines that they use for sprinkler blowouts.
Oh,
those are diesel?
Like on the trailer, the trailer ones?
Yep, I dropped this one off at Purina because they use it for their machinery.
Makes sense. Okay. All right, well, let's see how we do on Beat the Show today. And the category is an interesting one. Screaming is the category.
Screaming.
I don't know what that means. We'll all find out together. 7 questions in 60 seconds. Bill, who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Let's do Jay today.
Okay, buddy. Well, good luck. 60 seconds and screaming.
Yeah, you're going to love the questions.
I'm sure. Good luck.
Every day. Okay, here we go. Screaming is common at an amusement park. As of June 2023, how many rides are there at Disneyland?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with 75.
You might scream at a sports stadium. Name the stadium that Eastern Washington football plays at.
Oh, pass.
Closest to, how many decibels is the world record for loudest scream?
Let's go 30.
How many movies are in the Scream franchise?
7.
Scream Queens was a show created by Ryan Murphy. He's also known for creating a musical comedy drama series. Can you name that show?
Stomp.
Scream is a song by Trace Adkins. How old is Trace Adkins?
He's got to be 73.
There's a lot of screaming by people at a baseball game. How many players under major league contracts are a pro baseball team allowed to have?
32.
All right.
All right, you got through all of them. Jay, come on back. See how we do today. I am going to be honest. I don't know if I paid attention to any of his answers.
Oh.
Because all I can think about.
Your job is to write down the answers.
All I can think about the entire time, Jay.
How great his voice is?
I think that we've got something going on here.
Huh.
And it's all I can think about. We'll go ahead. We'll play your round. And then we'll go through and we will score the game. And I will tell you what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, Jay, you ready?
I don't know, but I guess we'll find out.
Okay. Screaming, common at an amusement park. As of June 2023, how many rides are there at Disneyland?
Oh. 40.
You might scream at a sports stadium.
I won't. No, I wouldn't.
Name the stadium that Eastern Washington football plays at.
Roos Field.
Closest to, how many decibels is the world record for loudest scream? Yeah.
150.
How many movies are in the Scream franchise?
6. Never seen one of them.
Scream Queens was a show created by Ryan Murphy.
Scream Queens?
Yeah. He's also known for creating a musical comedy drama series. Name that show.
Pass.
Scream is a song by Trace Adkins. How old is Trace Adkins?
62.
There's lots of screaming by people at a baseball game. How many players under major league contracts are on a pro baseball team are they allowed to have? You didn't get
35. That. Well, I didn't because you stumbled all over about half the questions.
Sorry.
He did it to Bill, too.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, nice. Yeah. Well done.
I'm having trouble
today. It's all right.
I'm sorry.
I will tell you that we're going to require some honest answers from Bill on the first three because I was so... I'll just tell you what's going on when we're done with this.
Okay, all right. Let's see how we did
here. I want to know now.
But... No. Well, you got to wait. That's known as a radio tease. You'll tell us
right.
At the end. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm so impatient.
Yeah.
What are you, Ryan Seacresting me?
After the break.
All right, screaming, common at an amusement park. As of June 2023, how many rides are there at Disneyland?
Okay, so I said 40. What did Bill say? Do we know? Oh, Kevin doesn't know. Bill, what'd you say?
I have no idea.
I said 75.
49.
Oh.
Oh, Jay is close.
Mm-hmm.
You might scream at a sports stadium. Name the stadium that Eastern Washington football plays at. Ooh, I got through that.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't think he said, Bill did not have the right answer.
Okay.
I just don't remember.
I think it was
answer.
A pass on that one.
Yeah, pass. Yeah. Which they do out there. Cooper Kupp used to catch some of those passes.
They liked a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
2-0.
Closest to, how many decibels is the world record for loudest scream?
I know I said 150. What'd you say, Bill?
30? Is that what you said?
I said 30.
Okay. 30. 129 yeah. was the
129. 3-0.
How many movies are in the Scream franchise? I think you said 6.
I said
Jay,
6. Yeah, I haven't seen
Bill
any.
Bill said 7. There's 6 of them, though.
Wow! 4-0. It's like a landslide.
Scream Queens was a show created by Ryan Murphy. He's also known for creating a musical comedy drama series. Name that show. If I said Fox, on Fox, would you know it?
No, probably not. I don't know. Maybe I would.
I mean, Glee, that's the only clue.
Oh, that would have been a good one, Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's correct.
Oh, yeah. Good
we
one,
had
Kevin.
Stomp from Bill. And
Stomp. And nothing from me.
Scream is a song by Trace Adkins. How old is Trace Adkins?
I said 62. What did Bill say, Kevin?
74.
74?
73, maybe.
Oh, wow.
62 is actually right on.
Yep. Wow.
Jay, you
I just
are,
knew we were close.
Jay, you are on fire.
Yeah.
There's lots of screaming by people at a baseball game. How many players under major league contracts are a baseball?
I had no idea the number on this one. Kevin, did you know this one? I actually don't know the number.
I have not a clue.
It's a 40-man roster.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, 40-man roster.
Everybody gets a point. Like I don't even know. Yeah,
Bill said 32, so he was pretty close.
I don't even know. What did I say? I don't even know. I just
said 35?
I don't know. I just guessed. Yeah,
but you were after the time. So.
Oh, yeah. I see how we're doing. So, Kevin, what do you think's happening here?
Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Are you related to Hillbilly Seth at all?
No.
Are you sure?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, I got kicked out of a casino once in Vegas.
It sounds so cool, but what happened?
Kevin James.
Oh, I was just walking to try and get to the arcade when I was a kid.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget you can take a look at the podcast. It's free. It's super easy. And you can just download the Jay and Kevin podcast, like, rate, and review. And then, you know, you can listen anytime. Yeah. How long would you think it take to listen to the entire podcast, the entire show on the podcast?
What do you mean, for one show?
Yeah, for one show, the total amount of minutes, do you think?
Oh, it's, I can tell you that.
88?
I can tell you that exact.
Hour and a half-ish?
It is, let's see, 80 plus 32.
Mm-hmm. Minus the thing. With
how much is that, 112?
Batman symbol.
112 minutes.
Okay.
Because it's a pretty consistent 26 to 28 minutes per hour.
There you go. So less than 2 hours, you can listen to the entire show at your leisure, whenever it fits your, you know, people's schedules
Isn't
are different,
great?
Kevin. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, that's true.
People have different schedules. So anyway, so that's, you can check out the podcast. Please do, and like, rate, and review.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
And then tell your friends. If you don't mind, I mean, if you like it, tell your friends. If you don't like it, then don't tell your friends.
That's actually a really good idea. Yeah, if you don't like it, don't spread the word.
Right.
Yeah. Are you seeing this?
Yeah, I see you got a broken light in there.
What's wrong?
I know he has a strobe light that goes off when the phone rings, and it's just nonstop. Now it won't stop flashing. There's no phone calling. There's nobody on the phone. I tried to reset it, but
that's weird. Now Steve is just panicked.
He's just staring at it. He thinks the world's coming to an
end. And of course, he is freaked out.
I am a little freaked out, and
it's fine.
Let's go dancing.
It's fine.
It does look like you're in a nightclub. I'll give you that. Okay, boys.
It's not annoying at all, by the way.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to stop it.
No, I know. I'm not saying you're annoying. I'm saying that doggone light flashing is annoying anyway. Is it covered up?
Yeah.
Okay, and you can still, well sort of. It had a piece of paper hung in front of it. That's not really covered. But anyway.
Yeah, I can't reach that high.
9% of Americans have this.
9%?
Only 9% of Americans have this.
An extra finger.
It is something to do with your body, Jay.
Oh, wow.
But I will tell you, it's from the neck up.
From the neck up.
Birthmark?
Monocle.
Monocle. Good guess.
9% too high.
You are so close, Steve.
With monocle?
Yeah.
How is that close?
Because it's close. What do you use a monocle for?
Reading or seeing?
Bifocals.
Eye patch.
It's the actual color of your eyes.
Hazel.
Green.
9% of Jay. That's it.
Oh, good job, Jay.
The rarest eye color in America is 9%. However, worldwide, it's only 2% of the population.
Real.
So Americans have the most green eyes, but only 9% have green. Blue comes in at 45% of the U.S. population. Excuse me, that's a lie. Blue comes in at 35%. Brown, 45%. Uh-huh. But they say brown eyes, 80% of the world population.
Do you want me to change this to...
It's the Jay and Kevin Show.
Lie of the day.
Well, because it said 45%, and I thought that was for blue, and then that brown was higher, and then I realized, oh, no, it's brown that's 45%, blue's only 35%, and the 80% number is worldwide. Worldwide, you have 80% of the people with brown eyes.
Yeah, man.
It's wild.
And that's something. How about that?
Super common. How many of those people you think have two first names?
Steve, what color are your eyes?
Quick answer. Brown.
Jay?
Brown.
Brown.
Yeah. Maybe.
Look at us.
Brown-eyed beauties.
Keeping the stats alive. do we know the color of the eyes of other people here in the building?
No.
What color of eyes does Steve Hawk have?
I don't know.
Ooh, I don't think they're brown.
No, I feel like he could be a 9%er.
He might be blue.
He could be like Green Eye.
Nah, I don't even know.
Old Green Eye Hawk. I can't wait to look at his eyes when he comes in here at 9 o'clock.
Let's just awkwardly stare at his eyes to see if he notices that we're actually looking at him differently.
Can you think of anybody that we know that has blue eyes? Monty. Monty has steel blue eyes.
Doesn't correct? Warren have different colored eyes?
Warren too? Does have eyes. I know that for sure.
Yes, you're right. He does have different colored eyes. One is blue and one is brown.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there are two different. What percentage is that, Kevin? How about that stat?
Just Warren.
How about what percentage of people have had their eye color change?
Wait, does that happen?
My wife's eyes changed.
What?
Yeah, they went from green to blue. That was weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, as she aged, her eyes changed colors.
Interesting.
Do eyes change color as you age? Okay.
I had a friend who...
Now you're already lying.
Sometimes his eyes would be blue and sometimes they would be green based on something. I think... No, there was something there.
Listen to this, Jay. In most people, the answer is no. Eyes do not change color as you age.
Right.
Eye color fully matures in infancy... and remains the same for life.
Okay, makes sense.
But in a very small percentage of adults, eye color can naturally become either noticeably darker or lighter with age.
Isn't that something?
So your wife is rare.
Clearly. Huh. I think that's been proven time and time again, yeah.
That's really something. You know why? They're changing.
This will be good.
No, do you know why? The real scientific reason.
No, Kevin, I don't actually. I didn't look it up.
It's due to her pigment melanin. Pigment melanin.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's the joke?
There's not a joke. I was giving you science.
You don't know the difference between jokes and science?
Why do older people's eyes turn blue?
Is this science?
Or is this a joke?
Blue rings around the iris are caused by cholesterol deposits in the eye.
Oh, wow. How about that?
I've never noticed this, that people's eyes turn blue. This might sound dangerous, but it isn't. Researchers estimate that this condition impacts anywhere between 20 and 35% of people, becoming increasingly likely as you age.
That your eyes would turn blue?
Your eyes will turn blue.
Huh.
Bluish. Even though the deposits are actually white or yellowish, they can appear blue. So are you sure that your wife's eyes just don't have a bunch of deposits on them? She turned to blue, you said, right?